Hello and welcome back to The Marketing Slice by Hurry, the show where the team at Hurry give you all the latest marketing insights, hints, and tips that aim to help you improve your results right now. I'm Melissa, and in this episode, we will be discussing everything you need to know about inbound marketing. So let's get stuck right in. Creating a niche is an important part of any successful business. It's the element that sets you apart from your competition, and when done right, it can actually change your industry landscape. This is precisely what leading MarTech company HubSpot did in 2005 when they coined the term inbound marketing. While it's become a ubiquitous part of the marketing landscape, currently 74% of organizations rely on an inbound marketing strategy, it is a relatively new concept. Despite first being used in 2005, it wasn't until 2012 that inbound marketing really started to grow as a key marketing strategy, and this largely came because of HubSpot's success in the niche they effectively created themselves. While most marketers use inbound marketing techniques, it's important to understand exactly what inbound marketing is and what effect it can have on the success of your business. First things first, what is inbound marketing? The term describes a customer-centric approach to digital marketing that focuses on creating content that is valuable and relevant to attract and engage your target audience. It includes various elements and tactics, including content marketing, SEO, social media, and email marketing to draw potential customers in, rather than pushing products or services onto them with tactics we now define as outbound marketing. Outbound marketing relies on pushing promotional messaging and content to a broad audience, largely unsegmented, often through interruptive and non-permission-based channels. Think of tactics such as cold calling, print advertising, TV and radio commercials, direct mail, and even email spam. Where outbound is about pushing product messaging anytime, anywhere, inbound marketing is about building trust, establishing authority, and nurturing long-term relationships with customers by providing them with the information and solutions to problems they already have. Creating engaging and helpful content that answers their questions and addresses their needs allows inbound marketers to pull in their audience and convert engagement into valuable leads. It's essentially push versus pull. Inbound marketing is not a quick win. It takes planning, execution, creativity, skills, and passion to do it well. One of the first things to consider is, how will you get your audience's attention? What sort of content offer will bring them in? Because the whole goal of inbound marketing is to convince your audience to give you their details, willingly. But the journey doesn't end with just capturing their data. How do you transform an email address into a paying customer and, ultimately, a devoted brand advocate? The entire process may seem like a puzzle with many pieces, but fear not. By breaking it down into manageable stages, you can simplify your actions and navigate the path to success with confidence. HubSpot breaks down the inbound methodology into three areas. Attract. Create unique and insightful multi-channel content to draw users to your website. Engage. Offer solutions and insights that answer their questions, meet their needs, and, in time, convinces them to become a customer. Delight. Support the customer to allow them to achieve their goals with their newly purchased product. This approach is known as the flywheel. Previously, marketers relied on the funnel model, where customers are moved down the funnel toward the point of purchase, with marketing and sales teams carrying out various tasks in each stage. The problem with the funnel is that it's a product-focused approach, and once customers reach the bottom, any momentum for marketing and sales diminishes. When using the funnel, little effort is made to continuously delight the customer post-sale, as the model prioritizes sales revenue over customer lifetime value. Additionally, the funnel can lead to friction between departments that hinders handoffs and nurturing customers. Customer centricity is a core value for inbound marketing, and as such, the funnel model was no longer fit for purpose. The flywheel represents an evolution of, and a solution to, the funnel problem. Flywheels exist in a continuous circular motion, where customer engagement feeds every part of the process. Each team works simultaneously to nurture leads from strangers to promoters of your product throughout the entire customer journey. The flywheel emphasizes building and maintaining relationships with customers rather than merely selling products. So, how do marketers actually implement the flywheel? Several tactics make up the attract, engage, and delight elements of inbound marketing, many of which are constantly evolving and becoming more and more advanced in their ability to personalize experiences based on customer preferences and expectations. Let's take a closer look at three of the main tactics that form the foundation of inbound marketing strategies. First is content marketing. Content marketing is the art of crafting captivating, distinctive content to entice audiences to your website. The array of content forms designed for inbound purposes is wide-ranging, encompassing blogs, videos, infographics, guides, white papers, checklists, templates, podcasts, and more. This list, however, merely scratches the surface of possibilities for inbound marketing content. It's the brand's prerogative to determine which content types resonate best with their own audience. In fact, research shows that content marketing generates over 3 times as many leads as outbound marketing. To succeed at content marketing, marketers should focus on particular keyword topics related to their products or services. However, it shouldn't necessarily be used to sell your product directly. Instead, it should serve as an invaluable source of knowledge, offering insights and information to potential customers. The goal is to make your content a source of thought leadership in your industry, so it's imperative to infuse your content with an authentic voice and weave narratives that deeply connect with your audience. For example, if you specialized in running shoes, your chosen keyword topic is probably running. But instead of writing blogs and emails about why yours is the best running shoe, you should write content on things like the following: how to start running, how to improve my running abilities, top 5 running training plans, what shoes are best suited for running, a beginner's guide to running. One of the main benefits of content marketing is increased organic traffic to your website from search engines. Focusing on keywords with high search volume but low competition from other content creators increases the likelihood of your content ranking highly on search engine results pages, or SERPs. Converting that valuable traffic into actual contacts is a key component of content marketing. Gated content is a great way to do this. Think ebooks, white papers, guides, and even infographics. The important thing here is to provide enough value that your audience will part with their precious data. Once you have their information, keeping in mind things like GDPR, you can nurture contacts who have converted via email marketing, which we will cover a little bit further down. As your content strategy progresses through the flywheel, the goal is to get your contacts into a position where they are open to purchasing your product or service. But remember, content marketing is about creating value, not selling. This brings us on to SEO. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization and exists in the background of any content marketing strategy. It's the process of identifying the right keywords for your website and content so it ranks highly on the search engines. If done correctly, SEO will improve the quality and quantity of traffic to your website. Search engines such as Google or Bing have technology known as crawlers. These crawlers scour the internet for websites and index data about them to serve lists of search results for any given keyword or phrase. Ultimately, crawlers award high rankings to content that is the most relevant, trustworthy, and provides the best user experience. Several factors can impact how successful your site is in impressing the search engine crawlers. We can break this down into 2 factors, on-page and off-page. On-page SEO factors are within your control as they incorporate everything from the way your website is structured and the HTML tags used to the content you've created and uploaded. These factors are judged by how successfully they can communicate your website's purpose to the search engine crawlers. Elements such as page titles, heading tags, think H1, H2, H3, etc., meta descriptions, alt text for images, mobile friendliness, keyword density, and so on are all critical. Google in particular is consistently releasing updates that aim to make search results more relevant to the users, but can sometimes cause issues for anyone trying to keep up with important ranking factors. Oftentimes, content creators will see a drop in organic traffic due to updated changes. Some important on-page factors to always keep in mind regardless of updates: page loading speed, ease of interaction, visual stability of page from a user's perspective, and is the content actually helpful? Off-page SEO essentially determines your website's authority and informs search engines on how trustworthy your content is. Factors include backlinks, social media, guest blogging, brand mentions, etc. You can track certain metrics to ascertain how authoritative your website is in terms of off-page SEO. While these metrics are not directly considered by the search engines as a ranking factor, they can be used as a valuable indicator of the strength of your website's backlink profile. And they are domain authority, which is a term created by SEO experts Moz. Domain authority analyzes your entire domain, including any blogs, subdomains, and landing pages, to return a number between 0 to 100. This number is based on how many high-quality websites are linking to your content. Domains with higher scores can rank highly in the SERPs more easily. And then there's page rating. Another Moz metric, page rating, refers to how a specific page is likely to rank in SERPs. For this metric, as with domain authority, the quality and quantity of the backlinks are important. However, content elements such as keyword density, anchors quality, traffic link to the page, reader's behavior, etc. also play a part in the rating. Lastly, we're going to look at email marketing. Inbound methodology dictates that marketing should not interrupt a consumer with unwanted contact. This means email marketing tactics of days gone by, like purchasing email lists and cold emailing, are no longer viable, and in the case of GDPR legislation, illegal. GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation, deals with the data of anyone based in the European Union or UK. It must be followed by any business or organization targeting anyone living within these areas. The regulation dictates that processing of personal data for email marketing can only occur if explicit consent has been granted from the data subject, or if there is another legal basis for processing, for example, legitimate interest. Even with these allowances, marketers must ensure that they facilitate the data subject's right to object to processing for marketing purposes, and they must ensure that any objection is acknowledged and respected by ceasing data processing for the subject immediately. Things to remember to stay compliant with inbound email marketing are: 1. Never pre-check consent boxes. 2. Include unsubscribe links in all email marketing. 3. Keep records of who consented, when, and how. And 4. Consistently review your consent practices to ensure continued compliance. Proper email consent practice is vital. However, once you have it, it's up to you to delight contacts to convert them to customers and avoid high unsubscribe rates. Market segmentation is your best friend in this instance. Personalize your email marketing content to the individual phases of the flywheel. And utilize email marketing automation to create workflows for each stage of your buyer's journey and map the tone of each workflow to the stage. The purpose of your email marketing is to provide value and create intrigue in a way that will nurture your contact and make them a customer. Keep in mind that you'll never have to go for the hard sell as an inbound marketer, but as your contact progresses through the flywheel, you can introduce them to the content that has more purchase intent. These are just three of the major elements when it comes to inbound marketing, but there are many other tactics you can use to flesh out your strategy, depending on what channel best suits your target audience. So we talked about what inbound marketing is. Now we'll talk about why you should do it. Here are some benefits of inbound marketing. First off, it's a low-cost, high-return strategy. When you compare inbound marketing with outbound marketing, one of the main differences is the budget required to be successful. Studies show that content marketing costs 62% less than traditional marketing tactics. It also builds brand awareness. Inbound is an excellent way to build brand awareness by using insightful and informative content to present your company as a thought leader within its industry. Google processes 8.5 billion searches per day, and some of those people are looking for products or services just like yours. By drawing prospects to you with inbound marketing, you can build trust, and then slowly, they can discover how useful your products or services are. Creating content that ranks around these particular search terms means that your company shows up at the right moment when your potential customers are looking for solutions. Then, you can use email marketing strategies to nurture your new prospective customers through the flywheel. Another benefit of inbound marketing is that it aligns sales and marketing departments. One of the most detrimental factors to any business is the existence of data silos. A data silo is a situation where one department has access to data that may be valuable to other departments, but that is not being shared. Silos hinder the marketing sales process as often vital data concerning messaging or lifecycle stages is held back, meaning potential customers receive conflicting sales and marketing communications. Inbound marketing can also align sales and marketing teams by creating shared targets and metrics to aim for and create processes that join up those responsibilities, such as lead generation and nurturing, for cross-departmental liability. Inbound marketing is also great at future-proofing your business because it uses first-party data. Google announced that by 2024, it will ban the tracking of third-party data on its browsers, joining Safari and Firefox, who already prohibit the use of cookies to do this. The death of third-party cookies has marked the beginning of the end for many marketing tactics that use this type of data. As a result, marketing professionals are being urged to focus more on tactics that use first-party data to personalize customer experiences. First-party data is collected directly from contacts. Customers provide this knowingly via consent to track when they begin browsing a website. As we've discussed, website visitors may offer up additional data, such as their email address or phone number, in return for value. This is where content marketing is particularly useful. and encourages the use of gated content to collect relevant first-party data from customers. Inbound marketing has completely changed the landscape of both B2C and B2C marketing. For B2B, inbound marketing has increased the bottom line, generates 54% more leads than traditional outbound practices. And in B2C markets, 23% of their total marketing budget is allocated to inbound content marketing tactics. And investing in inbound marketing when data transparency and privacy concerns are rising is definitely a good choice. With inbound marketing's unintrusive approach to content distribution and consent-first style of data collection, you can improve your customers' experience without losing their trust. If you like this podcast, then you can subscribe for free anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to share with a friend if you think they might enjoy it. And don't forget, you can find other resources like guides, videos, blogs, and infographics over on our website at www.hurry.co or in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again soon.